What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Monday, January 27th, 2020. We are live today. We are not a rebroadcast. We're not a best of. Well, I'd like to be a best of somewhere down the road, but at the moment, we're just kind of take it as it comes here. Anyway, the show is open. We're live here. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone when you call on him, and with your questions, opinions, observations, and so forth and so on. Now, before we get into the show here, a little bit about what my situation is in response to all the emails and postcards and letters in a bottle that I've been getting here. And if you're trying to watch on YouTube, you're probably getting audio only, and that's because I'm still not back in my own home with my own broadcast setup. I'm still here in this, for the moment, I'll call it a facility, and I'll clarify what that means here in a little tiny bit. But to, suffice it to say, I'm still not back home here. But the doctors have finally figured out what's going on with me. It is thankfully non-contagious, but it is a neurological disorder that affects old people. It's kind of uncommon, and I forget exactly what they called it. It was polymyelitis annoyance or something like that. And it's incorrect to say that I've been in the hospital all this time, because I was only in the hospital for about a week, and the rest of the time I've been in what is basically an inpatient physical therapy clinic, literally learning how to walk all over again. So that's kind of where we are. And I thought I was getting close to getting back home, but going into our home earlier today with the PT person in attendance here, I was thinking, I self-identify as Spider-Man, and the spiders looked down from the roof and said, "No, you're not either." And I did a major face plant right in front of the PT lady, who took out her clipboard and checked off, not ready yet. So it may be as much as 2 weeks before I'm back in the home. But we've got the slash up working here. And even though you're not going to have video to see my handsome face, we're going to start doing the shows every day live from 3 to 6 p.m. Central Time. So that part is now out of the way here. So let's get into it. One of the kind of depressing things for me is I've kind of been out of it between physical therapy and medications and everything. And so I was out of it for like, you know, 3-4 weeks, and coming on back and getting plugged back online was how little has really changed. You know, I thought about if I'd been at my home setup, I was going to have some music playing, some calliope music, circus music, because the impeachment circus is still going on. And it's always still the same thing. Adam Schiff is out there screaming accusations without any supporting facts or witnesses. Just, you know, "You have to believe me. You have to believe me. Trump is evil. He's evil. We've got to get rid of him." And, of course, the rest of the Congress and pretty much the rest of America slowly tuning out. In fact, as of the last time they had this screed in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee, half the galleries were empty. We're talking about an impeachment trial of a president of the United States of America. Only the third time it's happened in U.S. history. Would be the only the first time a president was actually removed from office by the Senate, and the galleries are half empty. Nobody cares anymore. Nobody cares. Now, the one thing that did happen tragically this last weekend, which has given the corporate media an excuse not to report on the debacle that is the Democratic efforts to keep this whole impeachment thing going, was the crash of a helicopter out in Calabasas, California, carrying Lakers basketball legend Kobe Bryant, who was 41 years old, and his daughter Gianna, who was 13. They were both killed along with seven others. They were flying by helicopter to his Mamba Academy for practice, basketball practice, obviously. And authorities are looking into just why the helicopter crashed, because they're saying it really wasn't that foggy, and they're not exactly sure what happened. But the investigators are reviewing the records and the fog conditions and find out what happened. Now, I'm familiar with that part of California. It's not that hilly or mountainous. It's not that difficult to fly. So it could have been pilot error, could have been mechanical problem. but something definitely happened and brought the helicopter down. Now, you want to talk about just how incredibly crazy the corporate media gets, because sometimes they can be incredibly tacky. And I think a good example of that comes out of the Washington Post, where there was this journalist who just yesterday tweeted a link to a years-old story about Kobe Bryant being accused of rape just hours after his daughter was killed. He and his daughter were killed in the helicopter crash. Now, to their credit, the Washington Post has suspended this reporter. But, I mean, come on, a sense of decorum here. You know, why is all of a sudden that relevant, other than somebody says, oh, it's another excuse to put a, you know, bad man rapes poor innocent woman victim on the headlines again? Now, interesting little article. This one came out of Your Destination Now. And it's pointing out that if CNN and MSNBC used the 9 rules that Jim Lehrer left behind, they'd shut down tomorrow. And it isn't just Jim Lehrer. When I was a kid, and if you're my age when you were a kid, you probably understood there were implicit rules by which the journalists and the TV news and the newspapers and everything operated, including fairness, objectivity, who, what, where, when, why, and how, the idea of maintaining objectivity. And, I mean, this only goes back as far as Edward R. Murrow, who got into an argument with the CBS president of TV News, saying, you know, sometimes there aren't both sides to, there aren't two equal sides to a story. And CBS at that point had a policy. We present both sides of a story, both sets of claims with equal balance. That way we can't get into trouble and we can't get sued. Far cry from how things have evolved to today, where media has become a very much one-sided, leftist-guided, democratic attack machine on the GOP and anybody who wants to get out there and speak truth to power. So, but people are picking up on it. And it's one of the reasons why people really aren't paying that much attention to the corporate media anymore. All righty. So getting on back to this whole impeachment situation, and apparently a new scandal is emerging from Schiff and the House Democrats. Apparently, they spent nearly 24 hours last week repeatedly hyping testimony from 17 witnesses interviewed during the House's impeachment inquiry, none of whom had firsthand knowledge of any actual criminal conduct by President Trump. And there has to be a crime. You can't have impeachment without an actual committed crime. Just not liking the guy is not enough. But here's where it gets interesting, because apparently there was an 18th witness who actually had exculpatory information about Trump, and Schiff hid that from Trump's lawyers. Now, under the rules of discovery, that's a tacky no-no. They can take away your fruit salad at the next congressional lunch counter. But it seems like they were in the business of filtering the information even before it got to the House floor, let alone the Senate. So, and now, of course, we have Bolton's new book, which is coming out. John Bolton has this book. It's out there for sale. Book deal, book deal, book deal. And apparently this Bolton book manuscript accuses Trump of tying the Ukraine aid to the Biden investigations. Mind you, it's just another accusation. And this thing has been teased into the public by a partial leak of the manuscript by no less than the New York Times. So that's now out there so the Democrats can say, see, John Bolton's new book is going to make the case for us. So now it's a scream for, we need more witnesses. And here's where it's tricky. The Democrats want to call in just their witnesses against Trump while denying the GOP any opportunity to bring in witnesses in Trump's favor or witnesses to attack those who are attacking Donald Trump. Now, Lindsey Graham is promising to call in Hunter Biden to testify before the Senate. And apparently Senator Hawley has drafted a motion to subpoena Adam Schiff, the whistleblower, and all of the Bidens to testify. That would include impeachment manager Representative Adam Schiff, ICIG manager Michael Atkinson, Eric Claramella, Hunter Biden, and Joe Biden to testify. Hey, fair is fair. Now, mind you, the way this is originally set up, we're supposed to be past the point of witnesses testifying. That was supposed to happen over in the House, but they failed to make their case. So now they're trying to hijack the Senate in order to retry and bring forth new witnesses, new liars, let's just call it what it is, to attack the president with. Now, CNN's legal analyst is admitting that, at least in the court of public opinion, the president is winning the impeachment trial. Democrats have destroyed their own credibility, and one wonders why they are persisting with this, but we're going to have a theory about that. Again, story that's coming out of Hideout Now. Impeachment is so boring, the gallery was half empty. Apparently, people were leaving so rapidly, they left behind a bunch of mittens, which in this winter is kind of a dangerous thing to do. Okay, so let's kind of sum up what's going on here. The Schiff coup, cabal, corruption front and center during the Senate trial. Everybody knows what's going on. Judicial Watch is back in court now to expose Schiff's conspiracy plus the crimes of FISA. And here's where it gets interesting. The Department of Justice is now disavowing the Spygate warrants targeting Trump. Department of Justice is now saying those warrants were invalid. This is all coming apart. So why, oh, why, oh, why are they still persisting in flogging this dead horse? Well, Democrat House Impeachment Manager Representative Zoe Lofgren admits the impeachment is all about the 2020 election. And basically admitted this during an appearance on CNN's State of the Union. And back when this all started, more than a year ago, now, I say the Democrats can't possibly think they're going to drag this out into the 2020 elections, but it looks like they've succeeded. The first primaries are mere weeks away. We'll see what happens in those early primaries. If the impeachment issue blows hot or cold for the Democrats, if it blows cold, I'll bet the impeachment will just vanish like overnight from the corporate media and they'll be out to something else like, Trump is incompetent, 25th Amendment, blah, 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 blah. Now, interestingly enough, and one possible early indicator of where the polls are going to be heading, where the primaries are going to be heading, a new batch of polls have really bad news for former Vice President Joe Biden and his campaign for 2020. Apparently, Bernie Sanders is surging into the lead. So we'll see what happens there. Now, let's talk about Hillary Clinton, who at this point, she's going to find some way to step in. Brokered convention, she's going to volunteer to step forward and save the Democratic Party, who have no clear front runners other than Bernie Sanders. So somebody did a biography of her called Simply Hillary. It premiered at the Sundance Film Festival this weekend. Hillary hit the red carpet in a sporty new pantsuit and then quietly walked out of the film before it even started. Means either it's a really bad film, and I certainly have no intention of seeing it, or she already knows what's in it because it was made to her talent, made to her direction here. The other thing that's going on is Hillary Clinton has, Michelle Obama joining Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama have won a Grammy for merely reading their own book onto a DVD. Now, Tulsi Gabbard, go Tulsi. Still a big fan of hers, even though she's not my representative anymore because she's still in Hawaii and I'm here in Indiana. And she has filed a lawsuit against Hillary Clinton for defamation, declaring obvious malicious intent over Hillary Clinton's Russian asset smear, saying it is clear election meddling that Hillary had no basis for saying that Tulsi is a Russian asset. And of course, in the system, I don't know how far Tulsi's going to get with this, but But I'm glad she's at least making the effort here. Now let's talk a little bit about Jeffrey Epstein, the name that will never, ever go away. Back when that whole thing was happening and that very strange death in prison, supposedly by hanging himself on his knees or something like that, and I said, if there's a cover-up, one thing that we can count on is that people who were in charge get promoted soon after. And I pointed out here how in the John F. Kennedy assassination, the officer in charge of security for the president eventually became chief of police of Dallas, while the officer, Ray Vaughn, who was accused of allowing Jack Ruby into the basement of the police department to shoot Lee Oswald, was eventually made chief of police of Midlothian, Texas. Well, it's already happened because the warden who was in charge of that prison cell where Jeff Epstein died has been promoted to a cushy club-fed job. Oh, yeah, it's pretty obvious what's going on. All right, let's talk a little bit about the international news here, because the Iraqis are definitely tired of the U.S. forces being there. They're literally marching in massive numbers in Baghdad, all across Iraq, in the millions, it's being estimated, basically saying it's time for the U.S. troops to go home. Yankee, go home. Boy, have we heard that one before. And apparently, starting on Friday, huge crowds of men, women, and children of all ages converged on the Jidraya neighborhood near Baghdad University. And they're all carrying banners and chanting slogans, calling for the U.S. to get out, saying, get out, occupier. Others saying, yes to sovereignty. Now, as you know, there's the so-called green zone inside Baghdad, which is heavily fortified. It's where the new, very super large embassy was hit. And every once in a while, mortars and rockets and grenades will get tossed over the fence into it. It got a little bit more serious here, because yesterday, three rockets hit the U.S. embassy dead on. Direct hits. And this is a dangerous escalation in the spree of rocket attacks in recent months that targeted the embassy or Iraq military bases where American troops are deployed. So the people of Iraq do not want the Americans there. The government of Iraq does not want the Americans there. Why are we still there? Why are we still pouring our money and the blood of our children into Iraq? Somebody come up with a good explanation for that one. Now, the United States is going to start deploying anti-missile systems in Iraq, again, without the permission of the government. And apparently on January 8th, there was an Iranian ballistic missile attack on the Ayn al-Assad air base in Iraq. Eight people were airlifted to a medical facility in Germany for possible traumatic brain injuries, which I got a confirmation report. We're talking serious, serious head injuries. And Trump downplayed to say, well, yeah, they've got some headaches. To Donald Trump, having a portion of your skull and brain blasted out on one side, that's a headache. John F. Kennedy died of a headache. Donald. And he is either totally sociopathic or he's just really out of touch what's going on. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Well, actually, no, we're coming up on a commercial break. But after the commercial break, we have a phone call waiting on the line here. Iran's Fars News Agency says its website is blocked due to recent U.S. sanctions and saying that the Treasury Department introduced sanctions against the country. According to Fars, an international provider sent in an email saying that the reason for blocking the website was the order by the OFAC and the agency's inclusion into a specially designated nationals list. At the same time, the agency reported that its website with the .com domain was blocked. So when we start seeing Fars News, Press TV, and Press TV in English all blocked at the same time, it means the war with Iran is on. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials, back with a phone call after these few words. Oh, yeah.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit, lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I please.
Phone lines are loading up, so let's go to Kyle in Berlin. Aloha, Kyle. Welcome to the show. Wie geht's, Sinan, and what's on your mind?
Sehr gut, danke. yes, I'm very well, Mike. I trust your health is getting back now, is it?
Yes, it is.
Okay, very good. I'm very happy to hear that. I'm a first-time caller. I've been listening for perhaps 4 or 5 years, but I just wanted to express my well wishes. I have perhaps a couple of topics I'd like to mention and then get your thoughts on them, if I may. The first one is Brexit and Boris Johnson. Now, I see Johnson as effectively an opportunist, also known as a normal politician, who seemed to be the only one willing to take over the poison chalice of the premiership in the UK. He obtained a very strong mandate, that's for sure, in the election. So well done on that account. But, you know, I keep thinking that he's most probably simply another yes man. And I'm not overly optimistic of anything less than incompetence by design in the next couple of years. What say you, Mike?
Well, we're going to start finding out what the reality is here in just another couple of weeks when the Brexit is supposed to hit its deadline. I don't know. It's kind of hard. We keep looking at somebody and say, I think this is the real deal here. We had a lot of hopes, of course, for Donald Trump. We have a lot of hopes for Tulsi Gabbard. Yeah. We had a lot of hopes for Boris Johnson. We do find ourselves continually disappointed. Part of the problem is, however well-intentioned anybody may be when entering the world of politics very quickly moves to corral and control them and bring them in line with whatever the consensus agenda happens to be right now. And right now, as far as Europe and Great Britain is concerned, the consensus agenda is keep it all glued together. You know, we're pushing to this new world order, one world government. And if Britain succeeds in breaking away from the EU, it'll probably be followed by Germany and France and a bunch of others. And that major stepping stone that was built toward the one world government will shatter. And they're already hurrying to try and get the North American Union up and running to sort of take its place. But there are literally, indeed, titanic political forces at work. And Boris Johnson so far appears to have done an admirable job of standing up to it.
Yeah. In the UK, you know, when somebody appears like that, well, it tends to be talking about a woman, but we would say a fur coat and no knickers, you know. It appears, you know, appears to be the right thing at the right time, and it looks good. But on closer inspection, nothing there at all. And you also mentioned my second point, which was Germany. Now, I live in Berlin, and I have for a couple of years. And I must tell you, I'm not a crazy right wing or a left wing loony. I consider myself a libertarian. The majority of people I talk to here have such a high level of indoctrination, and that's no inference to the 1940s, by the way, that they can never imagine Germany outside Europe. And I say, look, why should you keep on bailing out other European countries and have your own people suffer? But, you know, there's just such a brainwashing going on that, you know, people will say, well, what's wrong with you? Are you racist? Why are you speaking like that? Perhaps you should pay closer attention to what's going at home and help your own people before you allow all this flood of migration and continually bailing out people. But I must say one last thing. The Germans got the best deal, because where is the European Central Bank? In Frankfurt, and that's where the power is.
Yes, absolutely. Well, you need to understand that a lot of the people who are out there being very vocal about you being racist or, you know, why not have open integration, they're not ordinary citizens. They're part of a covert grassroots propaganda network that is probably tied in very much with other propaganda goals as well. So you need to be very, very careful. Here in the U.S., they call it grassroots lobbying. It's a very real concern. It's a very real business where people go on out pretending to just be ordinary folk pushing the agenda of whatever their corporate masters want. And I got to see them in action close up in the Pacific Northwest when they were talking about clear-cutting the old-growth forests. And we've seen them all over, you know, pushing, again, the open borders agenda and screaming racism, which is ridiculous because illegal, as in illegal alien, is not a race.
No, not yet, anyway. Not yet. Well, thank
all right, well,
you
listen,
very much.
Kyle,
I'm very glad you're back to health. Good man. Cheers.
Well, thank. Well, I'm on my way. I'm not there yet, but I'm definitely on my way. Kyle, we got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. More callers waiting on the line when we get back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
Women. And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. The phone lines are loading up, and we're going to go to Dave in Delaware. Aloha, Dave. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's going on, Mike? How you doing?
Doing fine.
First time caller, long time listener. Hey, I wanted to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Are you there? Yeah. Did you see the CIA plane? Did you see the CIA plane that got shot down in Afghanistan? There was like a plane that was shot down in Afghanistan. And then on the nose cone, there seems to be a very long delay on this conversation.
Yeah, there seems to be a very long delay on this conversation, which is why it sounds so stilted. But yes, I heard about this airplane. The Taliban is saying they shot it down. The U.S. is only admitting that the plane carrying fewer than 10 people has crashed. But to me, it sounds like the Taliban scored a hit on this aircraft, and the U.S. is trying to basically, as usual, pretend it's no big deal.
Well, yeah, well, I'm saying whatever happened, but they were showing how on the front of the nose cone, it said like 11-9, like 9-11 backwards, almost like they're putting it in our face, you know, like it's like, I don't know. You didn't see that?
I would chalk that one up. coincidence. A little too subtle for most Americans.
Well, I'm saying, most Americans are stupid. It's like, nah. Okay, Mike. Well, I'm glad to hear you're doing all right. You know, you're all right. I know you're against the military-industrial complex and the medical-industrial complex. Hopefully you're not taking all that stuff that they're trying to give you again, Mike, because that's what screwed you up last time.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I'm in a situation of having to compromise some of my views on that, because without the stuff that they have to offer me, I probably wouldn't be here right now. And again, I don't want to go into the fine details because, you know, what exotic disease I picked up on that last trip to Thailand is nobody's business but my own. So anyway, Dave, thanks a lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go and we're going to switch over to, oh my goodness, we lost a bunch of people. Our lines are now open, 800-313-9443, and back to the international news. Okay, over in Libya, things got just a little more scary in terms of the potential for mass civilian death. General Khalifa Haftar's Libyan National Army has threatened to shoot down civilian planes after 2 days ago declaring a no-fly zone over Tripoli following increased Turkish intervention. BBC reports the unambiguous and shocking declaration as follows. General Haftar's spokesman, Ahmed El-Mesmari, said in a statement that any military or civilian aircraft, regardless of its affiliation, flying over the capital will be destroyed. Looks like, yeah, no gray area in that one. Basically saying, stay away. Now, getting on back to what Dave was talking about, the Taliban claimed that they shot down this U.S. military plane in Afghanistan, killing all on board. The U.S. Air Force confirms they've lost a plane. It's crashed, cause unknown. Well, Air Force, just call up the Taliban. They'll tell you the cause. A big mystery there. All right, back to the phones here. Paul in Montana. Aloha, Paul. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, you're like a renaissance. Mr. Rivero, last night, Rents.com, looking at an article by Yoshi Tsumatsu, Reader's Digest version, 2003, the SARS. But there's a connection between the SARS and the Contra virus, maybe. Mr. Tsumatsu says that the hog feces that they've been getting from the hogs and feeding to the fish farmers on the river has recombined with God only knows what else, and now we're having this Contra virus, which is very, very similar to SARS.
Coronavirus,
which is similar to SARS, except for a 29-point deletion that somehow recombined with something else. Have you seen the article? What do you think? And I'm listening.
I've seen. Thanks an awful lot. I've seen several articles about the coronavirus. Now, there's the cynic in me is saying this is just another big puff story to get you to go on out and buy vaccines you don't need. We saw that back in 2009 with the when pigs fly flu came on out. But on the other hand, there is a real danger here that the way agricultural and biological products are being handled does create ideal conditions for crossover events in viruses. And except for the demonization of bloggers, there's a movie out called Contagion, which was funded out of the Middle East, amazingly enough. But it's a very, very good movie, very well made. It moves along very, very rapidly, and it's got some good science behind it. So anyway, let's see. I'm getting some news from the control room that apparently Bill Gates is nose deep in corona. Well, he's nose deep in every virus that's out there and vaccines. He's out there. He wants to depopulate the world using vaccines. And apparently people are already patenting that virus, which is amazing because it's rather new. In fact, the most recent manifestation of it in Malaysia is a mutation. So somebody's probably down there running a patent on that, because the reason for patenting a virus is very simple. any products related to that virus now have to pay royalties to the holder of the patent, whether it is a blood test, whether it is a vaccination, whether it's a cure. Part of that money will go to the holder of the patent on the vaccine. And I think one of the worst mistakes the legal system ever made was to allow for the patenting of life forms. Now, originally, the idea was that synthetic life forms could be patented and should be patented, but that's now been expanded to any newly emergent life form. Grab it, you know, take it apart genetically, throw a patent on it, and it's yours to play with from then on. I'm not sure I agree with that one. Okay, let's see. That's it. Our phone lines are open again. Getting back to the international news, Turkey is demanding that Greece demilitarize 16 Aegean islands amid the gas drilling dispute. That situation seems to be heating up quite a bit. You know, we're burning up all this oil on all these wars all over the planet. So what do? As we start running out of oil, we start declaring war on other countries to fight them for their oil so we can burn that up, declaring more war. And you see how the cycle really goes. Just think of all the oil and gas, not to mention global warming, that could be saved by calling off all these ridiculous wars. Really. So Turkish Defense Minister Hulusi Akar has formally requested Greece to remove armed forces and weaponry from 16 Aegean islands near Turkey. And it's kind of arrogant, given that it's Turkey that's been provocatively sending warships and military jets to accompany illegal gas drilling in the area, something lately condemned by the European Union. Now, speaking to troops at one of the outposts in Syria, General McKenzie said the U.S. troops are going to be here for a while, that the U.S. has made a commitment, which includes partnering with the Kurdish Syrian Democratic Forces and fighting against ISIS. Well, they're not going to fight against ISIS because ISIS works covertly for the U.S. CIA and so forth. And as far as the Syrian Democratic Forces, they're mostly not Syrian to begin with. Fewer than 5% of the Syrian Democratic Forces are actually Syrians. The rest are all mercenaries. They're just trying to keep that war going, even though we are clearly not winning in that war any more than we're not winning in Afghanistan. Over in Idaho, Lieutenant Governor Janice McLeish came on out with an article saying it's time for Congress to end the undeclared wars and bring the troops home. And Janice starts with George Washington, saying it is our true policy to steer clear of permanent alliance with any portion of the foreign world. This was embedded in his foreign entanglement speech. Jefferson was explicit: peace, commerce, and honest friendship with all nations, entangling alliances with none. I agree with that wholeheartedly. I hope you do as well. President Monroe formalized that policy. The Monroe Doctrine's first point stated the U.S. would not interfere in the internal affairs or wars of other nations. Section 8 of the Constitution makes it clear only Congress shall have the power to declare war. So in other words, all of these war hawks that we have here, up to and including President Trump, they represent a rogue, unconstitutional government operating within the halls of our nation's capital. Okay, over at Davos, President Donald Trump approached Imran Khan even before Khan had started talking. They were in Switzerland. It was a little side meeting, volunteering the U.S.'s help on the Kashmir issue and basically getting ready to stick the U.S. nose into Pakistan and India's affairs. Now, Khan said it was the U.S. which will be able to help resolve the issue and said that he'd pinned his hopes on the U.S. president. Well, that's a little dangerous because both India and Pakistan are, in fact, nuclear times. Now, this is the fourth time Trump has made his offer to come on in and mediate. Each time, India has rejected his proposal. Yeah, I wonder why that might be here. Okay, Israel's major political blocs are emphasizing plans to annex parts of the West Bank. So that is still moving forward. And posturing for the next round of elections, Israel's two major candidates, Netanyahu and Benny Gantz are both taking up plans to annex pieces of the occupied West Bank if elected. It seems no matter who wins the vote, some annexations will happen. So Palestinians living in those sections of the West Bank better start packing now. Now, Gantz is pushing the idea of annexing the Jordan Valley, the southern part of the West Bank. He says it is the eastern defensive barrier in any future conflict. The Jordan Valley borders Jordan, a nation nominally on good terms with Israel. Netanyahu also wants to annex the Jordan Valley and much more. He says if he's elected, he will annex all settlements in the West Bank without exception. This would be a large portion of the occupied West Bank. Netanyahu's also tried to portray Gantz as a left-wing leader for not wanting to annex more of the West Bank. And he accused Arab members of parliament of having stopped Gantz from supporting an immediate annexation of the Jordan Valley. So it's getting a little bit tense over there in Israel's politics here. Now, Trump is getting ready to announce his great Israel peace plan ahead of the visit from Benjamin Netanyahu. But he's already saying up front, you know, the Palestinians probably are not going to like this very much. But say, trust us, it will be good for them. And yes, we're going to take away a lot of their land and a lot of their rights and a lot of what remains of their autonomy and everything. But in the long run, it will be good for them because Israel will take just such really good care of them. So Trump is out there trying to pre-sell this thing, saying it's a plan that really could work. No, Donald, I don't think so. I think you should have minded your own business on this one. All right, so let's talk about the economic news. Stock market today was, it was down for the most part. It's been down this whole week, and a lot of people are saying it's a combination of the coronavirus outbreak. It's a combination of nobody knows where this impeachment circus is going to go. But this week, we are due some earnings reports from major corporations. If they do not produce a miracle, people are predicting a correction. So there we are. All right, let's talk about out in California. And apparently, homeowners in the San Francisco Bay Area are furious at being charged $20,000 to clean up a former homeless camp in a Castro Valley ravine. And apparently, Alameda County charged a homeowners association for the cleanup costs after belatedly realizing it was on the HOA's property. So now the association is billing each homeowner $300 to cover the fee for cleaning up San Lorenzo Creek. Personally, I don't think $300 per homeowner is that much, but it does illustrate the fact that everybody's solution to the homeless problem is to ship the homeless someplace else, then clean it up to make it look like it never happened. And that's not an end solution. Remember Solyndra? One of Obama's supported solar companies went out of business, while another one has bitten the dust, taken the dirt nap. DC solar owners plead guilty to the largest Ponzi scheme in Eastern California history, and they stole millions from individuals, companies, and the U.S. government. It was just scam after scam after scam. Okay. Now, America has launched a last-ditch attempt to stop Boris Johnson giving the green light for Huawei to help build Britain's 5G network. And U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who will fly to Britain this week, said that Britain faced a momentous decision. And piling on the pressure, he warned that Tory Member of Parliament Tom Tugendhat was right to say that only nations able to protect their data will be sovereign. Well, that's kind of a weird little comment to make here, because the reason the United States is so opposed to Huawei is Huawei will not plug into the NSA's data theft system. So if you go with any Western-produced 5G system, you're not going to be sovereign because your data will not be, in fact, protected. Case of psychological projection there. But that's the real reason. They don't want 5G to come in unless it's American-made 5G, and America's way behind the line. And China's way ahead. That's why you see 5G getting bashed so much all over the internet. You know, 5G will give you warts. 5G will do this. 5G will do that. All righty. Now, Treasury Secretary Mnuchin is going to boost the average debt maturity. Ultra-long bonds on ice. They're still out there trying to do some kind of game to save the economy, or at least make it look like it's being saved until after the election, end of this year. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And under the category of it's about blankety blank time. And apparently Immigration and Customs Enforcement is now threatening sanctuary city officials with jail time for refusing to comply with immigration law. Why did it take so long for this to happen? This should have happened right at the beginning when these officials got up and said, I am defying U.S. Code Title 8, and I'm going to allow the illegal immigrants to flood into my constituency here and, you know, commit crimes and rapes and muggings and all this other stuff. And by golly, because I'm a believer in the New World Order, they should have been locking these people up from day one, but at least right now. And at this point, you know, it's a threat. They haven't actually locked anybody up yet, but I would like to see that start happening because they're literally bartering away the country that Americans built generation after generation after generation after generation in exchange for votes. That's literally what's going on. And it's happening this year during the primary season, during the general election in November. And so let's see here. Now, Selma Hayek, she's an actress, very well known. She's from Mexico. And apparently she got herself into a little bit of hot water extolling the virtues of this controversial novel about Mexican women or a Mexican woman. And it turned out she hadn't actually read the book. And she got called out on it. She gave an effusive, appreciative apology for setting her straight, apparently concerned that once you anger the leftist mob, that you could be crushed or canceled. And yeah, you can. Now, this one's kind of hard to analyze because on the one hand, I think this race baiting that we're seeing to try and keep us all divided and facing each other and sneering at each other, making stink face at each other, I think that's a bad thing. And I don't think people should be hopping on that bandwagon for that moment of fame. On the other hand, you know, I'm opposed to these crowds that will get upset over something that a celebrity, for example, says in all honesty. And remember, they're celebrities. It's not like they're really in charge of our lives or anything. And then they'll go on out and say, you know, take them off TV, destroy their show. You know, we can't have them out there. That's real brown shirt thinking. That's real book-burning thinking. All righty, over in France, as you know, the yellow vest protests are continuing. It's been more than a year now. And France has now officially banned this special grenade, the GLIF-4, which has acquired a nasty reputation for maiming the rioters. And France has now banned them. Interestingly enough, they stopped manufacturing these things back in 2014. It's just they had a warehouse full of them. All right, we're going to take a break here now for station identification. We'll be back with hour number two after these new words.
At Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.